Now that we've covered why high-intensity exercise is much more beneficial than long, slow exercise, only using your slow twitch fiber, let's get into the specifics of Sprint 8. First, there's a three-minute warm-up, basically to get your heart rate up and ready for the hard cardio sprint. Then there are eight segments. Each segment has a 30-second all-out, fast-as-you-can, all-three-muscle-fiber-type recruiting cardio program to make your heart muscle work as hard as it can for 30 seconds. And then you go to an active recovery that lasts 90 seconds. Now, some people that have tried to copy the Sprint 8 try to rush the recovery, and that's a huge mistake. What happens is you just don't get enough recovery where you can go with full intensity in the next sprint coming up, and so you actually lessen intensity. We've even tested 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 90 seconds in the active recovery, and the toughest program of all and most beneficial method is the 90-second recovery. So one of the most important pieces is the 90-second recovery. Now, many people ask me, how's the best way to start Sprint 8? And to some degree, that depends. If you're a runner and you're familiar with sprinting, then a treadmill works out perfectly for that, or sprint running on a track 60 meters. The way I prefer to show people how to do this is on a recumbent cycle. In a slow twitch world, a recumbent cycle is very easy. In the fast twitch world, it is a very difficult, hard workout. In fact, all the NFL trainers, athletes that I work with, we use Sprint 8 on a recumbent cycle for overspeed training because it works exactly the same muscles that propel the movement of sprint running when you're playing football, except you're giving your skeleton a day off, and it's overspeed training to train your brain, your nervous system to move faster than what you would actually run. So you're playing that video game in your brain even faster. So it has very, very positive outcomes when used in a sports performance setting. But people at any age, any ability can do Sprint 8 because the weakness or the strength of your fast twitch fiber pretty much regulates and limits you from hurting yourself because it keeps you from going too fast. And so when my 88-year-old stepdad began doing Sprint 8, his sprint cardio was not all that fast. However, as his fast twitch fiber got stronger, so did the anaerobic process of his heart muscle get stronger, and he was able to do Sprint 8. We recommend just starting with two reps and doing it correctly. So it's 30 seconds all out, fast as you can. The first 10 seconds during the sprint, it's not going to be all that bad because you have basically 6 to 8 seconds worth of stored up energy in the ATP-PC energy system. Then at the second 10 seconds, you're in the lactic acid system. It starts to get very, very tough. The last 10 seconds, you're going to probably hate me because it's very, very difficult. But the last 10 seconds are very important in order to achieve that maximum release of growth hormone. Now, if you could go longer than 30 seconds, and you just stopped at 30 seconds because we're talking about 30 seconds, then you probably don't want to count that cardio sprint. That means you haven't recruited all three muscle fiber types and you've not worked hard enough to get the benefits of Sprint 8. It has to be so intense that you just barely make the 30 seconds. Now, if you just have to stop at 27 because you can't go anymore, that still counts. That's victory. You can be 30 seconds or less. We want to shoot for 30 seconds because you're riding a piece of equipment and that replicates basically sprint running as fast as you can for 60 meters or 70 yards on a football field, or sprint swimming 25 meters as fast as you can. Very few people do all eight sprints the first time. I was at a fit camp. We had an ultramarathon athlete there that was going to be the demonstrator. Several of the people in the fit camp said, surely you don't want to get this guy to be the demonstrator. This is going to be a piece of cake for him. But what I know about ultramarathoners is they don't work a lot of fast twitch fiber, but they have very, very strong heart muscles, but for a long, slow distance and not anaerobic exercise. So Bill did 5 reps, and he wanted off that piece of equipment. Most people, even guys in great shape, the most we typically see is 5 reps the first time, and that's it. So we recommend just starting with 2 reps and slowly building up. Don't feel duty bound. I'm going to add 3 the third time, 4 the next time, 5, and get to 8 quickly. Sometimes it can take a couple of months to get to all 8 reps. When we did the research project in the 2 hospital-based studies, several of the research subjects never got to all 8, but they still achieved that 27% drop in body fat. So you're still getting that huge release of growth hormone with less reps. 8 reps is the fully mature program.